a 19-year-old engineering student from University College Cork, as the third and final young operator. Megan joins Violetta KN2P and Leon DL3ON for next year's trip. There are now 16 operators from North America and Europe who hope to get on the air as part of this coveted DX next year. Megan, who has been a ham since 2021, is involved in the EI7M contest team and has a particular focus on high-level multi-operator events and CW contesting. She is active in Youngsters on the Air in Region 1. The team announced her addition, reaffirming its commitment to mentor the next generation of operators and encourage a robust future for the expeditions. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In the world of DX, there is still time to work Bob, ZL1RS, who is using the call sign A35RS from Tonga Tapu, IOTA number OC049, in Tonga until the 26th of May. This is a 6-meter EMED expedition using Q65-60A in Q65 pileup mode. Bob will also be monitoring 50.313 megahertz on FT8. Rafael SQ40 will be on the air as HF0PAS from the Henrik Artowski station on King George Island in the South Shetland Islands, IOTA number AN010. He is part of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition and will be on the island from May through October. In his spare time, he will be operating on the HF bands, using single sideband and CW, and using FT8 on 6 meters. The special event station, SX1FLY, is marking 243 years of human flight by celebrating the Montgolfier brothers who flew the first crewed hot air balloon in 1783 in France. The station is on all bands using all modes until the 31st of May. Listen for Muttleek, ZB2KX, operating as ZD8KX, from Ascension Island, IOTA number AF003, from the 25th through the 29th of May. He will operate QRP on 40 through 10 meters using mainly CW with some single sideband and digital modes. For QSL details and other operating information, visit each station's page.
Amateur radio news line will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.